This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. In Eureka Springs, an initiative petition to abolish the 40-year-old Eureka Springs Historic District Commission has received enough signatures to appear on November's general election ballot. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Eureka Springs Historic District Commission was established by city ordinance 40 years ago to regulate renovations, repairs, demolition, and new construction in Eureka Springs Historic District, declared in 1970. The town was founded in 1879, made popular by dozens of cold water springs and rich Victorian architecture. Tourists continue to flock to Eureka, much of that quaint architecture now revived, in part due to the work of the all-volunteer Historic District Commission. But resident Paul Minzi says they wield way too much power.
The main complaint is favoritism and cronyism.
6 years ago, Paul Minzi, a commercial realtor from Texas, purchased a historic boarding house in Eureka, submitting restoration plans to the commission for approval. According to meeting minutes furnished for this report, the plans were approved, but for reasons that remain unclear, a stop work order was issued against Minzi, claiming a rebuilt window casement was off by several inches. Minzi sued, spending, he says, over $80,000 on legal fees. The boarding house restoration is now finished, but his case has yet to be decided. So after hearing others complain about the HDC, in early August, Minzi went door-to-door asking voters to place the question of abolishing it on the November 3rd ballot. On August 12th, he was told by the city clerk his petition had fallen short by 18 signatures.
Well, I was disappointed.
But rather than give up, Minzi decided to gather additional signatures to make up the deficit.
I have reached out to Ann Armstrong, the city clerk, about submitting more names. She says that the Secretary of State's office says I cannot do that.
We queried the Arkansas Municipal League legal counsel Lanny Richmond, as well as Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams, who both point to Article 5, Section 1 of the state constitution. It says if a secretary of state, county clerk, or city clerk, as the case may be, decide any petition to be insufficient, they must notify the sponsor of the petition and permit at least 30 more days from such notification in the instance of a statewide petition, or 10 days in the instance of a municipal or county petition for corrections or amendments, allowing for additional signatures. Despite being told not to by the Eureka Springs City Clerk, Minzi proceeded to gather 20 more signatures last week and submitted them for validation. On Friday, he learned that his petition initiative qualified for the November 3rd Eureka Springs ballot.
Tell you the truth, my heart was beating very rapidly. I just was excited for the residents to have the opportunity to vote on this issue because there's so much confusion with the HDC here in our little city.
Minzi's ballot measure proposes to keep in place existing historic preservation guidelines for owners to voluntarily follow for renovations, restoration, and new construction on historic properties within the district boundaries, and to secure proper building permits, but no more standing before commissioners for approval. Leading up to the November 3rd election, Paul Minzi plans to campaign for his ballot measure.
I must say the residents are pretty sharp, and they have vehemently expressed their disdain for the HDC here and how they operate.
Vocal opposition to abolish the 40-year-old Historic District Commission, seen on local social networks, claim the restored character and charm of Eureka Springs is now at grave risk by this measure. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.